Chairman, Madam Vice Chair, and members of the committee. Thank you very much for having us here today, and thank you very much for helping us reach a compromise that, as the sponsor just said, is a win. This is actually a win-win-win. The consumers especially win, because they can now get something that they are not permitted under current law to get. We believe that the language that we've worked out with the committee, that is a compromise, will harm retailers less than the original bill. And in fact, if the entrepreneurial spirit prevails, some of those small business owners can help thrust themselves and actually make deals with supermarkets and whatnot. Hopefully, the way supermarkets and grocery stores today, you know, they, if you purchase a certain amount of groceries and you use your rewards card, they give you your rewards card, they give you a free turkey or a free ham. Well, now they can give you some gasoline as well. So we think that's a win for the consumers. We hope that that's a win for the marketing ability of the supermarkets. Of course, they can speak for themselves. But I do believe that because we've protected the small business owners from below cost selling, it prevents the bigger box retailers from stampeding the smaller guys. Our guys have been in this business for years. It's a tough market. It's never going to change. They know that when they get into the business. They are willing to accept that difficult competitive environment. However, they reject the notion of a bigger guy being handed an easier time to steamroll them and put them out of business. So I especially want to thank the chairman and the sponsor for working with us to come up with this acceptable language. And I mean that sincerely. Thank you very much for helping to protect the small business owner and giving the consumers an opportunity to get a benefit.